It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Well, it was the greatest military loss by any one American family during the Second World War. The five Sullivan brothers of Waterloo, George, Francis, Joseph, Madison, and Albert, aged between 19 and 27 years old, lost their lives when their ship, the USS Juno, was sunk by a Japanese submarine during the Naval Battle of Guadalcanal on November 13, 1942. 687 men aboard, including the Iowa brothers, died in that sinking. Now, 76 years later, the wreckage of that World War II ship has been found by an expedition crew owned by Microsoft co-founder and philanthropist Paul Allen. Here's the moment the discovery was confirmed by the crew via video image from more than 2.5 miles below the surface off the coast of the Solomon Islands, crew member Robert Kraft making out the letters on the rusty hull of the USS Juno.
Well, that's going to be the J. There's the U, N, E. Here's the A. That's it. That is the Juno.
Kelly Sullivan joins me now, the granddaughter of the youngest of the Sullivan brothers, Albert Sullivan. She's a third grade teacher in Cedar Falls. Kelly Sullivan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
What was your reaction, your family's reaction, when you heard the news, when you actually saw the wreckage of the Juno?
Right. You know, I got goosebumps just listening to you, listening to the video again just now. I actually watched the video with my third graders because I was in Florida. Talk about serendipity. I was on the ship USS the Sullivans when the discovery happened on St. Patrick's Day. So I didn't have a chance to watch the video until I got back to Iowa. And when they started spelling it out, you know, before they started spelling it out, one of my students said, "Miss Sullivan, can you see the letters on the ship?" And I just got goosebumps. Mm-hmm. It's a fascinating discovery, and I'm thrilled for Mr. Allen and his crew for being so dedicated to this.
And even though it's been 76 years since that sinking, an emotional moment for you and your family, I'm sure.
Right. You know, I talked to my dad about it quite a bit the other night, and he said, "I don't know how to explain how I feel to people because I really don't understand it myself." And that's really what sums it up. It's a happy feeling because I'm thrilled that they found this history, but there's also this bittersweet part of it as well.
What can you tell us about the attack that sunk the Juno and cost the lives of nearly 700 American sailors, including your grandfather and your four great uncles?
You know, they actually were hit twice by a torpedo. The first torpedo hit on November 12th during the Battle of Guadalcanal, and they were, you know, that was devastating to the ship, but they were still afloat. And so it was the next morning. The ship, the Juno, was back on its way back to Espiritu Santo for repairs when the final torpedo hit. And from what I've heard from, because I've actually met the survivors, I grew up knowing the 10 survivors of the Juno, which was, you know, a true honor for me. The explosion was just massive, and the ships kept going because they didn't think that there could possibly be any survivors. So I think that was part of the reason we were so surprised about the discovery. We didn't realize that the ship would be so intact.
Are there stories connected with those last moments from the survivors? What stays with you?
I think the one that stays with me the most is, you know, they were out there for a week. They were left out there for a week. That's a whole other story before anyone came to get them. And so Wyatt Butterfield was one of the survivors, and an airplane had come by and thrown out some supplies. And I remember as a child him telling the story about how he had to swim to go get the supplies, and a shark was coming after him, and he had a knife, and he was fighting the shark off. So, you know, these are real stories of heroes. So those are the kind of things I remember, is thinking about how they were out there for a week before anyone rescued them.
And it's really such an amazing coincidence that on the day of this discovery, was found last weekend on St. Patrick's Day for the Sullivan brothers, that you were aboard a naval ship named for the Sullivan brothers. I think the USS the Sullivans, right?
That's correct. I think that's the part that really gives me the chills, the serendipity of all of it. You know, when I go to visit the ship, it's hard to explain, but I feel the spirit of the boys, and not just the five boys, but all of their shipmates, all 700 of the sailors who perished on the Juno. And so when you're on the ship and you're with the crew, and I'm so incredibly proud of the crew of the Sullivans, and I'm sitting on the fantail of the ship, there was a Navy retirement. One of my former captains, Ryan Tillotson, chose to have his retirement ceremony on the Sullivans on St. Patrick's Day. So this discovery was all happening at that time. And when I christened the ship, I added a little part where I said, "May the luck of the Irish always be with you and your crew." And I truly think that the luck of the Irish was with Mr. Allen's crew on that day when they discovered the Juno.
I understand that you've had the opportunity, in fact, this past fall, to speak at a history symposium with nearly 700 families of the Juno victims that came to this symposium. Tell us about that.
You know, it was really neat. It was in Pittsburgh, and so I have a friend that's a priest in Pittsburgh, and he was one of the ones that organized the event, and he did not tell me ahead of time. He kind of surprised me that he was going around to try to find all the family members of the Pittsburgh Juno families. And so I go to this event to do the speech, and there's all these people in there who had loved ones who died on the Juno, but these were just Pittsburgh families. And so It was very powerful because we all share this common bond. It's a tragic bond, but still we're a Navy family. And so I didn't grow up with a big Irish Catholic family that I would have if one of the boys had survived, but I have this amazing Navy family.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw the wreckage of the Juno, that was the first thing I thought of, was all these people that I had met in Pittsburgh, because we all felt very, very drawn to each other and connected in a way that's really hard to describe to people. And I was praying for them and knowing that there's, you know, 700 other families that are feeling the same way that my dad, my brother, and I are.
I bet your third graders, your third grade teacher there in Cedar Falls, they must have all kinds of questions with this bit in the news this week, making such a big impression on the kids, I'm sure.
It has, and I thought about that. They'll never forget their third grade year because of this incredible discovery. They saw it on the news, and they came into school so excited. But, you know, we do a lot with the Sullivans to begin with, because the students go to the Sullivan Brothers Iowa Veterans Museum for an event called Museum School, so they learn about it there. It's a program that all third graders in the Cedar Valley have the honor to do. And then I always show the Fighting Sullivans for Veterans Day, and that's always been a big hit.
This is the Hollywood movie from several years ago.
Correct. So Veterans Day, we always show the Sullivan movie, and the kids love that movie. It's a great movie, and it's a great way to teach kids about patriotism and selfless service.
So what's next, Kelly, with the discovery of this wreck? I mean, it's more than 2.5 miles below the surface off the coast of the Solomon Islands. Any plans?
Well, you know, I do have a goal. You know, I think what I told my students was, you know, Mr. Allen really inspires you. We're a 7 Habits school here at Lincoln, which is Stephen Covey's version for students. It's called Leader in Me. And I said, you know, Mr. Allen was really beginning with the end in mind and being proactive. So my goal is, and I've already contacted the captain of the Sullivans, I said, let's get our operations officer to get the Sullivans to the South Pacific. And it would be great to also bring some Juno families with us and do a wreath laying and a memorial service, you know, at the wreckage. The captain of the USS Juno, Knut Swenson, his grandson is a friend of mine, and Knut Swenson texted me as soon as he heard the news, and it would be great to have the captain's grandson out there as well.
Amazing story. Kelly Sullivan, the granddaughter of Albert Sullivan. Al Sullivan, the youngest of the Sullivan brothers, all died in the sinking of the USS Juno 76 years ago, November 13th, 1942. She's a third grade teacher in Cedar Falls. Kelly, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on this very, very important discovery of the USS Juno.
I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.